Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's invisible, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal.
Tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? They're right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at?
The blessing is on you. give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
I give myself away.
Give myself.
with you.
I almost gave up, but
people.
You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I'm empty, I smile.
Can y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still.
I smile.
Hallelujah. You're in right now.
There's a lot happening. They had the memorial service for Kobe Bryant. and his and of course his beautiful daughter Gigi, and it was a lot of different things happening with that. Of course, the interview with Gayle King, you know, and how, if you haven't heard about that, the interview with Gayle King and the basketball player Leslie, what's her name? Leslie, not Matthews. Leslie. That's it. Lisa Leslie. Thank you, T. Smiley. If you haven't heard that interview, go back and listen to that, because we'll be talking about that more tomorrow. And everybody has their opinion on it. Everybody's going in on Gayle King, so much so she is now receiving death threats. So much so, Oprah got was crying on her behalf, like crying, like, leave my friend alone. Like, it was big time. Like, she is receiving death threats right now because of that. But, you know, that's really what we're going to be talking about tonight, you know, how to stay encouraged in a discouraging world. Like, it, you know, it's really, really right now, especially in these times and any times. If you think about medieval times and then, of course, slave days, and now it is just tough, period, point blank. Just period. It's tough. It's discouraging. You go to work, you're discouraged. You face bullies. You know, our teens, they go to school. Our kids, they go to school. They face the teachers who don't like them, don't want to teach them, halfway teach them right. They face the bullies. You know, they got to go to the principal's office for no reason. They're getting wrote up for no, I mean, all kinds of little stuff. You know, it's discouraging. You know, you're trying to stay encouraged. So we're going to talk about that today, how to do it, because a lot of people are like, I know it's there. I know I'm discouraged. I know this world is discouraging, but how can I be encouraged, and how can I stay encouraged? Because that's the thing. You can get encouraged all day, but staying that way is the thing. So we're going to talk about that too. But I want to talk to my people tonight. What's up, B-Ray? What's up, T-Smiley? Little Riley Ray, what's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Y'all gotta talk into the mic. B-Ray is the only one who is loud and proud tonight. Everybody else act like they tired. I know it's Sunday night. I'm the only one with the energy. I'm the only one. Me and B-Ray are the only one bringing the energy tonight. I'm okay.
Nah, I got you. I was checking the phone line.
How's
everybody doing?
What's up? Everybody out there in the world. I have to thank y'all. I do it all the time, but I got to thank you. Everybody who's tuned in on the phone line, everybody who is tuned in via Skype or online on the website, Blog Talk Radio, I don't care how you are tuned in. We appreciate the love. Seriously, we do. We're going to keep it rocking tonight, real talk. We know that this show is different than the other. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, how did you come up with the Shine Lord Radio, the name for Shine Lord? Well, actually, I was really discouraged. I had been going through a lot of different things, and I was going kind of from church to church kind of deal, just trying to figure out where I wanted to go. And then I got to the Potter's House where Bishop Jakes is at. Changed my perspective on, because I'd always said, I ain't going up in that church. I ain't going to no big church. I always said that. So, but it changed my perspective on, of course, the mega church itself, and of course on Bishop Jakes. And I loved it. I fell in love with the way, you know, he preached the word and taught the word. Not just preached it, but taught the word. And then, of course, moving to far north Dallas and going to that church on the south side of Dallas just wasn't feasible that much for me anymore. So I started going to the North Dallas campus for Potter's House. And boy, I tell you, it that really changed my life. And one of the things that we say every Sunday when we leave, we say, "Shine, Lord," a greeting to leave. Shine, Lord, you know. So you shout it. You know, you're just not saying shine, Lord. No, you shout it. You know, that's what we all do together. It's a proclamation, shine, Lord. And so that really stuck with me so much that I named my radio show on Sundays the Shine Lord Radio Show. So, because that's all I want God to do is really shine His light, no matter what it is. That's what we do. And so we started off right here, shining the light, and then Monday night, Kid Unplugged, Wednesday night, After the Lights Go Out, and we got brand new shows that are coming. Really, really excited about it. So I want to talk, have you guys heard about the Lisa Leslie interview with Gayle King?
I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't hear the commotion of her asking Lisa Leslie what she asked her, and then all that, like I said, that was, I haven't got deep into it, so kind of one of those drama type things that I was.
Yeah, it's a lot of drama. It is a lot of drama. What about you, B-Ray? Have you heard about what happened? Oh, I think B-Ray.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I heard about what happened. Okay, so I heard about what happened, and my take on it is Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, everybody that's coming after her, they correct. I mean, like, Kobe charges, or he, you know, covered it up by Panama for whatever, but that was what's done in the past. we had a tragedy to happen to him and 8 other people. So for her to bring it up, yeah, I thought she was wrong. Why bring up some old dirt? That's just like saying Gayle King and Oprah just allegedly are a couple, okay? And when one of them die, I thought she was straight, but she was gay. So that's just like you wouldn't want nobody bringing that up, or after you done passed away. So I feel like that some things that the media was saying when the TMZ broke the news before the family was notified, all of that was kind of out of order. That's just my opinion. Not saying that Gayle and Oprah are a couple, y'all. I said allegedly. Let's just say. So don't get twisted, but that's what I'm trying to say. You wouldn't want your name to go to mud after your shit.
That is the alleged word, though. I ain't here to spread no rumors, but that is allegedly what people have been saying for years. And so, yes, you're right. That would be hard on Gayle or Oprah, to have to answer those kind of questions after either one of the other two would go, like, why are you asking me that right now? Like, this person just died. Why are you asking me that? So, yes, I agree. I agree with you there, B-Right. I do agree with T. Smiley, him saying, listen, this is a lot of drama, and I don't have time for it. But the deal is the media is drama. This is who the media is. They are complete drama. But I want to talk about the discouraging part of that. Like, Gayle King, think about Gayle King and who she was and how she's just tried to be a woman of valor. And, she's got this job now. She did that. I think they gave her $3 million. CBS, I think, is who she's with, the network she's with. They gave her $3 million to be on this network and have this show. And all of a sudden, after the interview with R. Kelly, I think they offered her like $5 or $6 million, for her position for her show. So she's getting a lot of money to do this, So she's getting paid, right? But with anybody, when you're doing your job, you're just doing your job. She was doing her job, right? So I want to talk about that piece. Her doing her job, her trying to stay encouraged, just being a woman, trying to do her job. Doing what her boss, tells her to do. Now, if you think about it, from a journalist perspective, she probably wasn't thinking about those questions in that arena as we're talking about them right now, because hindsight is always 20/20. Because in her mind, the first thing she is a journalist. First thing she is a journalist, and she had a job to do. The job was to dig deep and ask questions. That's what she did. She may have had a connotation in her voice when she was saying certain things or the way she said it, so it came off a certain way, and I think that's why people were getting upset. But I want to talk about how discouraging we are to Gayle right now, and especially with all the death threats, when she was just doing her job. Think about you trying to do your job. You just trying to do your job, and then all of a sudden you get death threats. T. Smiley, you have a job.
Before you are a journalist.
Well.
Before you are a journalist, you're also a human being first. That's just like not taking up, and we can talk about this one on Monday, but the way she did the interview with R. Kelly. And then there's another behind the scenes that's totally different from what they actually aired on TV. You are a human being first, no matter what your profession is. So you should think, when I'm being a human being, I'm supposed to be like God. I'm supposed to be godly or whatever. That's what the book says. That's what the good book says. And so thinking like that, thinking that I'm a human being first, but I'm a journalist second, I would not have brought up the past for something like that. And like I say, that's not cool for the family to hear. They went through it enough while the violent stuff was going on. Now they're worrying about, okay, how am I going to move forward? My husband and my daughter is dead. They don't need to hear that, that negativity coming from the media. That's just going to tear that family down even more. Even though they've already been through it, they got over it. It's water under the bridge. Why are you bringing it back up?
Man, that's a good point. I agree 100%. T. Smiley, what you got on that? Oh, go ahead,
B. Ray.
Keep going. My bad.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm done. T. Smiley, what you got on that?
I understand what you come from with that. But, just like they were saying at church, even even God was, prosecuted. He was, he was talking about people still didn't believe, even though he did his performance miracles. The point I'm trying to get behind is, the man was a good man, but if they all they seen was good, and, they're talking about all the good things that he done, somebody out there is still gonna remember your past no matter what, and they're going to bring it up no matter what. So kind of one of those, no matter what you do in life, if just for one minute you messed up, made a mistake, and everybody seen it, or it was known about to a certain degree, no matter how good you do, somebody's still going to bring up your past. So we have to stay encouraged of knowing that, that happened, but in the same sense, that happened, but what has he done after that? Look at all the work that he's done, all the things that he's brought, outside of the basketball, not only basketball, but outside of basketball. So, we could talk about that, but that was one thing that God gave. If God gave him, who are we to judge?
Now, that right there is 100. What they say, that's 100, that's 100 right there. If God forgave him, who are we to judge? God did not send us here on this earth to be judges, or towards anybody at all. He sent us here to love one another and to show love to one another. And, I do believe that the death threats are absolutely too much. And so if we're talking about, like right now tonight, we have people who are tuned in. That may not be your situation. That may not be that bullied on your job. It may be that, you're having relationship problems with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or wife. There was something, is discouraging you. Whatever it is, it may not be as big as Gail King, where she's getting death threats. Whatever it is that is discouraging you, just understand that T. Smiley said something important. Listen, they're going to talk about you regardless. When you hear, they're going to talk about you. When you're gone, they're going to talk about you. It is so important to remain encouraged no matter what is happening around you in this discouraging world. It could be a complete, total hailstorm with a tornado and a tsunami happening literally all around you. But you have got to stand strong on God's word, on who you are and whose you are, and just know that the things that are happening around you should not consume you at all, because they're going to continue. They might keep happening, but you got to stand strong and keep a smile on your face. And that's the thing. No matter what is going on, being encouraged, keeping yourself encouraged. I was talking to somebody years ago. I was like, you can go stand in the line and get food stamps. You can go stand in the line and get all kind of stuff. I can get all kind of stuff, but I cannot stand in the line and get happiness. I can go to a counselor. I can even go to church. Some people walk in church and a counseling office, come out the exact same way they went in. You have to figure out, find a way to plant yourself inside of God's happiness, inside of God's heart, and truly find your happiness. Like, learn him, learn about him, learn his ways. And you will truly, truly understand exactly who God is and who he wants you to be. He does not want that anger and that resentment and that he doesn't want that for your life. And so if that's who you are, if you're harboring those feelings, if you are the one who's discouraging somebody today, I'm glad you're tuning in. Because let me tell you, what you're doing, I promise you, it is not hurting anybody but you. So karma is something else, and us down here don't have to give it to you, because God sees everything. We don't. We only see from our little, our view. But God has the bird's eye view, so trust me, he will have the final say. But I implore you, no matter who you are today, if you're listening, I implore you to encourage yourself. Do not wait on anybody to give it to you. Because you're going to wait on your boyfriend, you're going to wait on your girlfriend, it ain't going to happen. Before I even got a man that I knew for a fact that could truly love me, I had to love myself. I had to find out who I was on the inside and love me, and that's real talk. Before I knew for a fact that a man could love, because if I don't know how to love me, if I don't know how to do it, how can I expect somebody else to come in and love this me if I don't even know how to do it myself? Boom. It's the same thing. If I can't stand on God's word and have true happiness, I can't expect anybody else to dose it over to me. It don't work like that. So I'm encouraging you today, no matter what's going on in your life. It may, like I said, not be a Gail King situation. It may be something small, but But guess what? Small things are it's your thing, so it may be a major thing. So we are praying for you today, and we pray that you will stay encouraged. We got more of this incredible show, more of We Talk Radio Network, more of T. Smiley. T. Smiley's got some big stuff coming up this month. T. Smiley, you want to talk about your event that you got coming up at the end of next month? Not this month, next month.
Yeah, we're going to do, we're going to be starting a signature cigar lounge party. It's going to be an all-black event, and we're going to go out and have a good time, see how many people come out and party with us.
Oh, yes, I'm excited, I'm excited. The place, location, all that good stuff, time. We're going to get that up on the website, wetalkradio.com. You'll also be able to find it on the social media pages. We'll give you all that information. We'll have links and all that stuff on the website. We want you to go to the website, www.wetalkradio.com, and you can find more information about all the events and everything that we're a part of. This past weekend, I got to go to an extraordinary event. I want to give a big shout-out to Denton County Friends of the Family. If you have not donated or volunteered or anything like that for an organization, this is the one you want to do. This is the one you want to be a part of. It is Denton County Friends of the Family. It is in Denton, Texas, and it is superb. They've done this specific event every year. This is their third annual event that they did. It was the Evening of Awareness, and we had a great time. Lynn Hayes, who emceed my event, Heels on the Move to Heel annual shoe fashion show, she actually emceed this one it was Friday night. She emceed this one as well, so it was a great time. I actually did the panel, and it was so much fun. I got to meet so many amazing people. Shout out to First Lady Hardin over at, St. Luke, St. Andrew's Church of God in Christ. Shout out to Miss Boykin. Shout out to Miss Cotton. It was so many amazing people. Shout out to Cassandra Berry and Miss Toni Johnson Simmons. I mean, listen, everybody there was just superb. So I just got to say thank you all so much for having me at that event. And if you showed up, because we had a lot of people there from We Talk Radio, thank you, We Talk Radio family, for coming. I appreciate you. Real talk, I appreciate you. So, because I put it out on my Facebook page, and hey, listen, y'all show up. And y'all show out. So I just want to tell you, I appreciate y'all for that. We've got more events coming up this coming weekend. We actually went last night and heard Samantha Hunt. Y'all know she's a dear friend of mine, a beautiful South African singer, a young lady from South Africa. And she's extraordinary. So she last night had the privilege of hearing her sing at Favorites Lounge in Fort Worth. That was so much fun. So next weekend, next Saturday, if y'all are available, I don't know if I'm going to actually be there, but I'm spreading the word on this. My girl Kenya C and the Ions band, they're going to be at Favorites next Saturday night. On Tuesday night, I'm going to be, I forgot the name of it, but it's in Deep Ellum somewhere. What's the name of the spot? I done forgot the name of the spot, but I'm going to hear my homeboy, y'all, we play his song all the time. It's called Chocolate Daddy. He is going to be performing on this coming Saturday night. This coming Tuesday night, and I'm so excited. I absolutely cannot wait. So you definitely want to be a part of that. Absolutely do. You absolutely do. And that's going to be, like I said, this Tuesday night. And I'll get the time and date. Y'all can go to website, wetalkradio.com, and find out more information about that. So, yay, I'm so excited. Any more news that I need to share? B-Ray, anything else that I missed? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
This Friday night, Valentine's night, Warren Avenue Christian Church, which is my church, which in connection with We Talk Radio, we are having our Valentine special, which is the WACC Grill. Tickets are $10 per person, and it starts at 7. You're going to get a good meal. The meat options are pork chops, I think ranch pork chops, chicken, and salmon. So that in itself, you know, hey, the meat's not cheap. So we think that $10 is the perfect amount to charge. You can bring your boo. You can bring your kids. It's a family-friendly. So come out to 2431 Warren Avenue in Dallas, Texas. Don't meet me there. Meet me there. How about that?
Boom, boom. What time is it starting again? 7?
At 7 p.m. Friday night.
Boom.
We taking reservations.
Friday night,
y'all come out. Put them down.
It's going down. I can't wait. Perfecto. I am excited, excited, excited. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope you're enjoying Black History Month. We're going to have more Black History Facts tomorrow night on the Kia D Unplugged Show. We go live on the Kia D Unplugged Show every Monday night at 8 p.m. So we've got our awesome Hot Topic panel that will be there tomorrow. It's going down. We have continuous Hot Topics. So I'm telling you, don't miss it at all. 563-999-3456. That's the call-in number. I'm going to give it to you again. 563-999-3456. That is the call-in number. So if you want, if you're not able to listen online and you want to call and listen, you can definitely do that as well. So, again, we appreciate y'all around the globe for tuning in and making We Talk Radio Network the number one listening station. I'm going to let the incredible and amazing T. Smiley close us out. Actually, Riley's going to close us out in prayer today. And then I'm going to allow B. Ray, our extraordinary producer, to close us out in music tonight. So go ahead, incredible Riley Ray.
Please bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you have blessed us with. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, for all the opportunities that we are able to say that we have. We thank you for everything. We couldn't ask for anything better. You have done an amazing job with us, and we know whatever you have planned next for us is going to be amazing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. It's going to be amazing from the mouth of the babes, okay? Thank you all for tuning in. Make this an incredible week. Do not forget, do not be discouraged at all. Be completely encouraged and encourage yourself. Stand in your own happiness line. You're the only one who can give it to you, you and God, period, point blank. Don't look for anybody else to make you happy. It is all about you and what God has for you, his complete and true plan for you. So be ready to walk in that light no matter what it looks like. Thanks so much for tuning in and making the Shine Lord Radio your number one, the number one show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Nobody's New day. That's why. Talk Radio. Turn it up.